I realized as I was collecting people that I wasn't really making a difference in their lives just by having them in my audience. I make a difference in their lives when they're inspired to make a change. And people are inspired to make a change when they spend their time or their money, right?
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. On today's podcast, I'm bringing in Rachel Miller. Yes, it's true. She is pretty much famous in the Facebook online marketing world because she has found the trick to grow your business Facebook page organically. Yes, organically with zero money. Can you imagine what it would be like to grow your page to thousands of followers or even millions of followers without paying Facebook? It works. How do I know? I've actually been friends with Rachel for quite a while now, and she has shared with me some of the tricks of the trade. And we went from a couple hundred thousand followers to over 2.2 million followers on How Does She, one of my Facebook pages. And we did it in just a couple years. Then I took my e-commerce business before I sold it to over 400,000 followers with zero Facebook ad spend. And these weren't fake followers. These were people that I got to serve and sell to each and every day. Now, I don't want those numbers to intimidate you. You might be thinking, Allison, I just want 100. No way could I, or no way would I want to get to 1 million followers. Well, the good news for you is that the rules have changed a bit in Facebook land. It's more about community over numbers right now. So smaller numbers or follower counts can convert just as high as big numbers if you have the right people. Pretty cool, right? Rachel dives in this episode on how you can find your perfect people and even influencers by asking the right questions on your page. And she talks about what to do if you're not getting any comments on your posts. Now, I know that there are a lot of free Facebook groups to join out there in Facebook world, but I'm actually going to encourage you to join hers. It's a pretty good one to be in. And the link is allisonprince.com/Rachel. Allison, allisonprince.com/Rachel, RACHEL. One of the reasons is because it's my go-to for Facebook organic growth, especially when Mark Zuckerberg gets on the stage to announce all the new Facebook changes that are rolling out. Rachel is taking notes and shares them in the group in a few bullet points. We get to hear how to make the changes, how to stay current, and move along so we can focus in our own business growth. So make sure you go and join that group. And I cannot wait for you to hear what she's about to teach today. So let's dive in.
Hey guys, I am hijacking this intro today to introduce you to one of my mentors, Allison Prince, because I got to meet her in Utah. And it was the craziest thing, guys. Have you ever met someone that you like instantly felt a connection with? You felt like they got you? And they understood where you were coming from. And maybe it's because we both have like a van full and then some of kids, and we're also running big businesses, but it was so much fun getting to meet Allison. So I got to hijack it and introduce you guys to her today. And
that was a good intro. I liked it.
Yeah. Like, I'm totally introducing you. Thank you.
Okay. So Rachel, I know you are the queen of Facebook, especially when it comes to organic growth. So I teach a lot of my students how to organically work with influencers and other ways to organically grow their business, because we'd much rather pay other people in our world, like the influencers, versus give more money to Facebook. And I know you're a big believer in that too. So how did you start this whole process of, I'm going to figure out how to grow Facebook organically?
I started Facebook organic growth. I mean, you know this, started because I was just a stay-at-home mom and I was desperate to talk to somebody who had a heartbeat that wasn't under the age of four. So like, we've all been there. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you've got a house full of kids, you need interaction that's like real and deep interaction. And that's, I think, why we both connected, because you were in the e-commerce space and growing a Facebook audience. And I was still in the people collecting stage. I call it a people collecting, guys. When I grow an audience of people and then I figure out what they want to buy. And it's a lot of fun. But I think that's why I started. It was because I was a stay-at-home mom and I just wanted to connect with other people. And next thing I know, I had one audience of 2 million Facebook fans and 300,000 Pinterest and 100,000 on YouTube. And then I had another audience of this and another audience of that. And before I knew it, I had six or seven of them in the multi-hundreds of thousands. And I was just, for me, I always wanted to just keep building the next audience. It wasn't about, once I had the audience, it wasn't as exciting anymore. So I would go and collect more people. It was like a thing. I don't know how to explain it, guys. I'm just weird. So I kept collecting the people. And then I realized that I was driving traffic from those people to products. And we sold out of products on Amazon. I started my own Amazon store, inspired in part because of you. Woo-hoo. So thank you. I know you had a warehouse and we talked about like putting the things into your warehouse. And then I was like, this Amazon's just simpler. So I'll just go with Amazon for right now. But it was just one of those things. And now I'm not even on Amazon. I'm selling, got my garage full again. It's hilarious. but it was good to go through that step, those steps with you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I loved collecting that audience, loving and serving that audience by selling to them. Because yep. I realized as I was collecting people that I wasn't really making a difference in their lives just by having them in my audience. I make a difference in their lives when they're inspired to make a change. And people are inspired to make a change when they spend their time or their money, right? Like, yes. I want to eat more vegetables in my life. I could, you know, go to the deli and spend money and get them cut up for me. Or I can go to Amazon and buy I recently bought this like spiralizer and it like spiralizes your vegetables.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. It has been spent my whole life. But with that one, I put my time and my money into it because I bought a small tool that now it's changing my life. It's changing the way I eat. It's making the world a better place for me. So I know for me, I'm not making a difference in my audience life if I'm not asking them to invest their time or their money. So once I got over that in my head as an influencer, I became a salesperson because selling is really serving.
Agreed.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole story.
Agreed. Okay, so I'm so with you on this. I'm so with you. You know big influencers who have tons of followers and don't make any money. And then on the flip end, you know businesses that have a couple hundred and are killing it. And can you explain the difference as to why followers really aren't a big deal?
Well, they are a big deal because in the sense, like some people, their goal is people. Like their goal is to like, it's just two different coins. Does that make sense? One's, they're just different coins. They're both valuable, but it's different people have different priorities. So like one of the people in my audience, her priority was she bought my program to take down her local school board.
Oh, wow.
She had no desire to make money. She just wanted to put, they gave her son a cheese sandwich and she didn't like the fact that he got a cheese sandwich when he was overdue on his lunch bill. So she wanted to take down the school board. So my point is she's building an audience for what to her is a really important thing. Kids were being bullied because they got cheese sandwiches at school and she wants to take down the bully. So for like everyone has a different reason for an audience, but every audience has kind of steps it needs to go through to get its purpose. So you need to have the right audience with the right message and the right content in order to reach your purpose. And that purpose might be you want to make a million women march and you need a million women to be a part of this movement to go marching. Or like the rest of us, we want to make a difference I'm saying the rest of us. Sorry. We want to make a difference with 300 people, if they're the right people, with the right message and the right content, because with those 300 people, we can build a whole business, I mean, a six-figure a year business off of 300 of the perfect people. Both of them are good in the sense both of them are audience growth, but they're like two different reasons to build an audience. But the same tactics that you would use to grow that million women march is the same tactics that you would use to help that accounting firm get 300 of their best clients to find them and show up at their store.
Okay, good. And I guess what I meant was it's not about doing just going out there and just getting numbers. It's about finding those perfect people.
Yes.
And whether you're 300 or 3 million, you have to find your perfect people. It's not just about going out there and buying likes just to say that you're big.
Oh, I get what you mean now. Yes, totally. Because the audience, a bot audience, I would say will never buy from you because they're conditioned to get it for free and they're conditioned to not take action. And we want to make a difference, and we're going to make a difference with people spending their time or their money in us and in our businesses, and preferably both. And so that's going to happen by getting them to march and wear the t-shirt, or it's going to happen by getting them to fix their taxes and pay for our program and also spend the time doing their tax program. Sorry, I was bringing up the Million March and the accounting lady.
No, perfect. 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 I'm glad we defined that because now I want to, you know, I work with a lot of people that are just starting their e-commerce businesses and they're nervous or they don't know how to get their perfect 100 people. And I know you have a challenge that you offer a couple times during the year, but let's say someone's listening to this in March, that's not available. Yeah. Could you share some of those tactics so they don't have to wait? They should join, but give them something so they can start until the doors are open again.
Your people are probably looking for influencers then. You're looking for the bigger people that have the audience that you can then serve that audience and sell to that audience through that other person as the vehicle, right? So if you're looking for people who have audiences, you're going to want to find a way to segment, to collect those people and build a relationship with them before you go to them with an ask. We've known each other for like years. I would maybe a decade. I don't know how long, but it's been a long time that we've known each other. And I didn't go to you with an ask of show me how to do this. But guys, she didn't have a program when I first knew her. She was just killing it. Allison was killing it. And I didn't go to you right away with show me your secrets because I want to do this too. I like stalked you for a while and I became friends with you and I messaged you and I said, how are you doing? And I shared your stuff and I got into communities where I knew you were and I talked to you. And by building that relationship, then I could say, okay, Allison, I'm making a pivot in my business and I'm going to add some e-commerce to it. What do I need to do? And so you like loved me and graciously walked through it with me. And I appreciate you to the moon and back. You have no clue. But that happens because I had a relationship with you. So just like I didn't cold call Allison, I don't want you guys to cold call your influencers.
Yeah.
So where's your influencer? And then how can you put your face in front of them and then interacting with them?
Now, can I just go back and say one thing?
Yeah,
I was actually stalking you on how to grow my audience organically. So I think it's so funny how we were both trying to not just barge in each other's door and be like, Rachel, serve me, right?
We were trying to go that. You don't ever want to do that though. We've all been grossed out by somebody who's done that.
Totally.
So we both were like doing that dance. And that dance is really important because I wouldn't trust Allison as much as I do today if we didn't have that dance. So sometimes your people, if they're struggling, it might be that they jumped the gun on that dance and like went a little too fast in that dance, right?
Totally agree.
And one of the things too is if you go too fast, you can backtrack it, but it's a little harder to backtrack it than it would be to just soften them up slowly because sometimes you can get a bad impression and it's harder sometimes to fix those. Everything is recoverable. Everything. Okay, guys, everything's recoverable. But, you know, do it right the first time.
Agreed.
So what does it mean to do it right? It means find where those people are. And that usually means Facebook groups, Instagram DMs, page DMs, commenting on their content, getting in front of them, tagging them when you see something you think that they would find interesting, finding a way to have a mutual friend, and then if possible, a mutual friend then that introduces the two of you. That way it kind of walks through the stages, kind of like a blind date. if you're going to go on a blind date with somebody, mind you guys, I haven't dated in like 18 years, maybe 19 years. So as I'm saying this, take it all with a grain of salt. Like, I've been happily married for like forever.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not dating right now.
I keep trying to get him to go on a date with me. We've been married for 18 years. Dates are few and far between. In a good way, guys. It's a good thing. One day I'll go on dates with my hubby again. So when you're going through that wooing process, it's a lot easier to go on that blind date with somebody if somebody that's a mutual friend introduces the two of you. Whereas if you've just saw somebody across the party and you like lock eyes, you're like, dude, I want to go on a date with that person. You have no connections with them. The likelihood of you getting a date is like nil. But if you have a mutual friend, your chances go up a lot higher. So start with people that already are in your realm of influence and the realm of influence of your friends and family. So I would go and ask them, does anybody know someone who, tell me who they are? And you're not asking them to connect you right away. You're asking them just to tell you who they are. So now you can get into their feed, talk to them, say hi to them, you know, interact a little bit on the sidelines before saying, remember when you told me about so-and-so? I just have been following them, love them. Can you do an introduction for me? But you've already gotten your face where they would recognize your face before that introduction comes. So now you're a lot easier to get that date. So guys, it's dating. It's online dating, only for moms who don't, you know,
and our business. Our date, our marriage is the sell, right? Our marriage is the working together part.
We're happily married. We're dating for sales. I love it.
Okay. So I love that analogy. I love that analogy. So talk to me about, and I've seen you do this live, talk about how some people come off the words that they use that just make it feel a little bit slimy or cold or coming from someone that it's just not right. So yeah. I know you have specific words to use. What are some of those that people can actually use?
I like to literally take the word I out of almost all of the discussion. Like if you're one of those people who finds that you're talking a lot about yourself or about your product, I would literally try to take that out of your conversation when you're first introducing yourself to your audience and to the people that you want to be as influencers. Take you and take your product out of it and talk about the other person first. Yeah. So every time you ever make a social interaction, your job is kind of to make that other person feel good, right? And to make them look good. So if you're having content that's expert positioning, like my audience is this, your audience really needs this because my product does X, Y, Z. Well, they're going to be like, I don't know. Cause like you're coming on strong. I don't know if I want to see your product yet. Give me a break. If you come on too strong, you're going to push them away. And what that usually looks like when you're coming on too strong is talking a lot about yourself and a lot about your product and about the benefits and about the pain that somebody has. I always like to, the last analogy I've been giving is the one of my kids when I was at the grocery store. It's like there's two different ways to tell your audience that they have a problem. And I'm going to assume in this scenario that I'm the person that has the problem. My kids, one of my sons refused to ever wear shoes and socks. Like they were off his feet in seconds. I could do anything in the world. They would never stay on his feet. And some other moms here, you totally understand. If you've never had a child who's never taken their socks and shoes off, and good for you. I have six kids. Five of them didn't, and one of them did. So I would go to the grocery store, and well-meaning grandparents, every time I ever went to the store in the wintertime, would tell me, did you know your son doesn't have socks and shoes on? Some people would say, lady, your son's got no socks and shoes. His toes are cold. I'm like, I'm aware. They're somewhere in this Walmart. They're somewhere here. I've lost them again. And another grandma type would come up behind beside me and say, they are the cutest kids. You have six kids? Wow, you must have your hands full. Oh, I had five. And oh, look at that. He likes it. Does he like the color red? He's wearing all red, but with no socks. Look at those toeses. The one grandma got me to listen to her, because she was having a conversation with the other grandma was telling me, making me feel bad because she was pointing out my pain. So a lot of times you either come across as an expert or you're coming across talking about their pain when they're not there to talk about their pain. You're not their doctor. You're not their psychologist, their therapist. They're there to like go to the grocery store. So for you, remember your audience, if they're on Facebook, they're there at the grocery store. They're not there to talk about their pain and they're not there to talk about you. So how do you feature your person? How do you get them to trust you? It's by having a conversation with them and having a conversation with them about themselves. And if you're having that conversation about them in a spammy way, people can feel it.
Yes, they can.
You can feel if someone doesn't love you. You can feel if they're coming across manipulative. You just know in your heart it's manipulative, right? Like, we've all had that where we've been in a group and we've seen somebody pitch their program in such a way that they're like backhandedly pitching it. We've all seen that happen, right? And we've all kind of felt like, ooh, what's he doing, right? We've all felt that way. Sorry, I said he. You guys, girls, us girls here, we don't do that, right? Never. I've been guilty of it too. So as I'm saying that, I've totally done this. But when you come across, we don't want to be that person. So we want to talk about that other person first and truly love them, truly serve them. Because if we actually are coming from that good, true heart space, they're going to feel it. They're going to talk about themselves. And as they talk about themselves, we will get to learn more about them and the needs that they have. And we will be able to be trusted by them and sell to them. That's, I just went on a Rachel rant.
I love it. Keep running away. We love Rachel rant.
I totally went on a Rachel rant.
All right. While you're on a rant, I want you to rant about the complexity that some people use in their posts and how you advise them to keep it simple.
Oh my word. Yes. So actually this is not just on posts. This is on everything you do in all of your communications. So like think in real life, we're moms here. We've got a 5-year-old. If we tell them, put your shoes on, get your lunch, get it into this backpack, where's your jacket, da, 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 da. If we do all of that at one time, what happens to our 5-year-old? They like shut down, right? They're like, I'm just going to stand here, or they start crying, or the other one just ignores me and does whatever he wanted to do. Anyways, I've got 6 kids. They all have different personalities. They all respond differently when I word vomit at them, right? But none of them respond with doing all of the things I want them to do, because that's not the way humans interact. It's just like that's not the way humans interact in real life and in our real world space. That's not the way humans interact online. So when we're making content for them, we want to look at our page and the posts that we put up, and we want to have one call to action per collection. So on your profile, when they come there, they should see one thing about you. So if you come to my personal profile, you'll see she's a mom. I want you to see one thing about me that's going to help you trust me more. When you come to my page, you're going to see one thing. With Allison, I don't know if she's changed her page, but I remember last time I saw it, it was because I can. That's what she wanted you to know, that you can do it. That's the one thing she's communicating when you first come to her page. Just like there's one message there, your content also has to have one message. So if you're starting a conversation with, are you a mom or a gardener or somebody who goes traveling on the weekends? Let me know, because that's too many things for an audience to connect to. They're like going 3 different places. Pick one thing. Are you someone who wishes they could? Because you can.
Because
that's
you can.
One thing. You can. I love it.
I love how you merged that in there.
Okay. And I need your t-shirt. I don't have your t-shirt. Like, you're I'm going to go on a limb here, and Allison, you're going to send me a t-shirt.
I'm totally sending you a t-shirt, and I'm going to send you a Because I Can planner.
I want one so bad. You have no clue, guys.
I will hook you up with the Because I Can swag. We have some of the most amazing swag, and I only offer it at certain times of the year.
So. I know, and I never find it at that time. Like, guys, come on. Okay, I can wait, just like everybody else. Just
no.
Please put me on. No,
I think I can get you one. I can pull some strings.
She can. But our point there is to have one call to action. If you're confusing your audience is confused, and a confused person freezes up just like your 5-year-old does. So we don't want our audience to be confused. We don't want them to be frustrated. We don't want them to freeze up. Just like we don't want that for kids, don't do that for our audience. And if you're confused, like I know personally, guys, I don't see when I confuse my audience, because I'm guilty of this. I will give my audience 15 things because my brain goes fast and I word vomit on people all the time. So I'll give them 15 things and then I'm confused, wondering why they don't get it. Because in my mind, I already had them all. Like I see them all as one package. So if you're just like me and you're confusing your audience, have someone else look at your content and ask them what they think the point of it is. So often your kids could do this. what is mommy asking? Can you rephrase this for mommy? That, like, my kids do that for me all the time. What is this saying? And they can help me. So for, if it's not your kids, have somebody else look at it for you, because every single one of us, even me, and I've been doing this for like 11 years, 12 years, something, I don't know, a long time. Even me, I often try to cram multiple things in. And so to zero in on the focus, ask your audience if you're confused, or a friend or family member, is this clear? Is this really clear? And take away every single extra word you can. So when you look at your post, say, okay, how many words in here could I get rid of? And it still say the same message. Okay, well, get rid of those then.
Love it. Love it. I teach that with my offers too. When you're offering your people 15 different choices, they get stuck.
They get stuck.
One or two, maybe three, maybe if it's a different color, but help your customers. I don't want to say not think, but help your customers choose easier.
Well, it is not thinking, because frankly, you guys are all moms, right? And you're at the grocery store, or you're cooking dinner and you're talking to your child and you're on Facebook. I was so guilty of that last night. My daughter took my phone away. Because we have a no, like when someone's talking to you and it's dinner time, you take the like no phone policy. And my kid's like, mom, my daughter palmed my phone. I was like, ah! I got caught. Okay. But my point is, I can't really devote my energy to my daughter and to that conversation on Facebook adequately at the same time and cook dinner and make sure everybody has their peas or whatever it is on the plate. But so just like I can't do that, you need to make it stupid easy for people to understand. That way they can still focus on their kids. They can still focus on getting peas onto the plate while scrolling the content on Facebook and totally getting the message of what you said, because they're doing something else at the same time. And if it's not at that moment of cooking dinner, it's while they're watching TV and with their spouse and they're on their phone. So make it stupid easy for them to understand. And like when I say stupid easy, like you could grunt it. That's what Don Miller says. Is it gruntable?
I love it.
Like, and you grunted if you were a caveman.
Okay. So I have one last question. This is, I know a lot of people deal with this and it freezes them to keep trying from posting on Facebook. So they'll post something and they don't get any comments. Mm-hmm. I know you've talked about the simplicity of it. I know you've talked about finding more of your perfect people. What else do you recommend for those who are posting, but they're not seeing anything happen?
It could be the place where you're posting. So usually if someone's having a problem, it's either, did you confuse them? Did you make your audience look good when you ask the question? Or is the question really making you look good? Because they fall flat for that. Or are they not your people? Because it could be that you're reaching out to people that aren't your future buyers. Like if I was talking about business stuff, well, the girls in my church community, they don't get that. Like they're not the audience if I had a business question for me to go ask. So I need to go to the place where those business people are, because if that's my audience, if I was doing a how to cook dinner crockpot meal thing, that is the right audience. I could ask them crockpot meal questions because that is the place for that conversation. So for you, first thing I would say, look at your content that you're putting out. If you're not getting any engagement, are you confusing your audience? Because if you are, well, you're going to have a hard time getting engagement, even if they're the right people. Are you making them look good? Because if you're not making the person that responds look good, then they're probably not going to engage, because it makes them not look good. Every time people talk on Facebook, they know other people are watching them. So make sure the content lifts your audience up. And then the third one is, if neither of those are the case, maybe they're not your people. And there are tricks to help you find where your people are. Facebook groups, audience insights on Facebook, other pages. There's lots of ways to find those people. But it's probably more than I could tell in like another 10 minute thing. Oh, another tip though, is to tag. Once you do find that you have some of your perfect people, you can begin tagging those people in like the comments. So you ask a question and then tag in the comments. I'm especially looking forward to hearing your opinion because I value it so much. So-and-so.
Love it. I love that. It makes them feel important. Yeah. That they're needed, because they are.
And they want to make a difference in your life and in other people's lives. So give them that opportunity and
It works. It works. Okay, Rachel, where can people find you?
I'm Rachel Miller, a Moolah marketer, and I have a Facebook page, Grow Your Audience. And right now we have a challenge going on that's insane. We had 56,000 engagements in 2 days' time. So you can join me there.
Are you reading every single one of those comments?
No, I don't think I've read even a 10th or a 15th or a 20th. I'm trying my darndest, but y'all are chatty. Like, I'm on there like 4 hours a day. Like
even during dinner time and you're getting busted for it.
I'm getting busted. My kids are like, yeah, totally calling me out on it. Anyways, yes, it's there. The challenge is running right now. It's getting insane results. That said, if you want to actually be where I can talk to your face, it might be better to join my page or my group. Grow your audience at this time. Although my challenge, you will get results in my challenge. So it is an active place. Oh my word. You can see how to game engagement because you can see it in real life.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I will leave links in the show notes for people to go over. If you're listening to this and the 10-day challenge is not open, I'm sure you'll have a sign up page for when it is open and then you'll send them an email and let them know.
Totally. Totally. And perfect. Allison, thank you, because I know what you've done for my business and my life. And there was a time when you didn't know how much I needed you to help me with e-commerce, because I had like the rug ripped out of me and I needed a big dose of confidence. And that's what you gave me. And I know that that's what you give to your people. So it's given me goosebumps. I'm beyond honored to be here. And just, I want to thank you. There's not enough words to thank you for what you've helped me with.
Well, that was a great way to end the podcast. I appreciate it so much. Rachel, thanks for being on with me. Like I said, I will leave show notes down below for you to be able to get in and see what Rachel has to offer about how to grow your business organically on Facebook. Oh my goodness, that was so much fun. Thank you for listening to this episode of Because I Can podcast. Now, I've had a lot of you reach out to me and say, Allison, what are some of the products you started with when you didn't have a lot of money? So what I decided to do is I got 16 products, some of my very first products online that got me to my first $1 million. And I have a feeling some of these products are going to absolutely shock you. So you've got to get this free downloadable PDF. Now to do that, just go to becauseicanlife.com/gift. All right. I can't wait to talk to you on the next Because I Can podcast.